Digicel came into the Barbados market back in 2004. At that time, there were high expectations from the perceived benefits of a liberalized telecommunications market. After years of domination by cable and wireless. 15 years later, though, many people have been left to question the long-term viability of Digicel, based on all that we've been hearing about its challenges elsewhere. For instance, just weeks ago, we heard that 6 months after the company issued about $2.9 billion of new bonds, the market was betting that it might need another restructuring plan before long. So how should we see all of this in Barbados? One of Digicel's major investors in this country is Ralph Busy Williams.
Digicel is in a very, very strong position in Barbados. In fact, the company is now enjoying a better year than last year and is closing on 5% ahead of budget, and the budget for this year was above last year. So I believe people are beginning to realize that Digicel has made a Herculean effort to correct the problems that they had several months ago.
Asked what has made the decisive difference, Mr. Williams attributes it to staff working to iron out the challenges they were facing with dropped calls, and the company being able to get equipment from China that America had blocked from passing through its territory.
We needed the parts that we couldn't get through America. But now we have the equipment that we need now, and the stuff has been installed. There's also a little problem where Flow was bleeding off and causing some interference with Digicel, but that problem is being fixed by Flow, and I think we're in good shape.
But if Digicel is facing a problem worldwide, then you may ask, how is it that Barbados is able to stand on its own? A question we put to Mr. Williams.
Well, in the other Caribbean islands, Digicel is doing very well in the Eastern Caribbean too. Huh? It's not, and Barbados is, of course, but you're Barbados is an entity on its own. It's controlled ultimately by the head office, but the company is very autonomous and it's running well.
Busy Williams believes that Barbados has derived a lot of benefit from the liberalization of the telecommunications sector.
When I first met with the Digicel people and agreed to invest in Barbados, to put the thing, we could not afford to have a cell phone because the cell phone was too expensive to pay for the calls and so on. It was like prohibitively expensive. Digicel came to Barbados and stopped the incumbent from raping the Bajans, basically, and brought the price of telecommunications in Barbados, cell phones, way down to where it is now, where every child can have a phone if they want, and be in touch with what's going on in the world, and communicate with their parents and their teachers and so on. It's transformed the society in Barbados. Now I know some people will say that the cell phone is a bad thing for children, and I do agree if they have access to it non-stop. But it's not a bad thing to be able to find out what is going on in the world and understand what makes the world work.
Businessman Ralph Busy Williams. Here's a Sagicor financial tip with four real reasons why a single person might need life insurance. 1. You have student loans. 2. You want to buy a house. 3. You want to be debt free. 4. You have financial dependence. Contact your Sagicor financial advisor to learn more. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.